Hi everyone, I'm Rosemarie Miller here with Kevin O'Brien, a white-collar defense lawyer and the partner of Ford O'Brien Landy, here to discuss Sam Bankman-Fried being sentenced to 25 years for defrauding FTX investors. Thank you so much for joining me today, Kevin.
Thank you.
So Kevin, as I just mentioned, Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison. How much time is he actually likely to serve?
He would serve most of it in the ordinary course because the federal system has abolished parole and there is limited time off, but it's very limited. So unless something extraordinary happens, like a pardon or something like that, he would serve the vast bulk of those 25 years.
Mm-hmm. And what are his chances of winning an appeal?
From my vantage point, and I'm not the lawyer in the trenches here, obviously, I think the chances are pretty slim. I think it was a very well-tried case by the government, and the judge, although strict with the defense, didn't make any obvious mistakes. So I think it's a real uphill battle on appeal.
So did Sam Bankman-Fried's sentencing give any indications to what his former associates who turned on him could possibly get? What were they? Caroline Ellison, Gary Wang, and Nishad Singh?
No, I don't think so. They're going to get the benefit of their cooperation, which comes in the form of what's called a 5K letter, substantial assistance letter, which is a report by the government about all the good things they've done to help the government. And when the judge reads that, he's going to take that into account in imposing sentence. So while theoretically they may face the same maximums Mr. Bankman-Fried faces, they're going to get a far lower sentence. And it's possible that one or more of them might get no jail time at all.
Okay. And why would they not get any jail time?
Because if the judge deems their assistance so vital and unstinting in the case, say if he were to find that Ms. Ellison's cooperation and testimony was the deciding fact in the government's case against Mr. Bankman-Fried, and also, let's say, motivated one or more other people to come forward and cooperate, sort of creating a stampede effect, the benefit to that of that to Ms. Ellison might be substantial. Again, it is theoretically possible that the judge could take these factors into account and impose no jail time. Again, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's possible. It's happened before.
Well, Kevin, where does Sam Bankman-Fried stand on the hierarchy of fraudsters? I mean, we look at someone like Bernie Madoff, and he got 150 years.
No, I don't think there's any comparison. I know those equivalences have been made, but I think they're wrong. I think Judge Kaplan hit the nail on the head when he said he committed serious crimes, but he didn't do it with malice in his heart, unlike Madoff, who was a complete misanthrope and hated just about everyone, even his own family. I don't think that's the case with Mr. Bankman-Fried. Moreover, Mr. Madoff was near the end of his life. He wasn't going to serve 120 or 150 years, whatever the sentence was. Mr. Bankman-Fried is a very young man. I think he's 31 or 32. And if the judge were to impose even the sentence recommended by the government, which is 40 to 50 years, that would have essentially been the end of his life. And I don't think for such a relatively young man with such talent, Judge Kaplan wanted to do that. I think he wanted to give Mr. Bankman-Fried breathing room to start again, which a 25-year sentence would allow him to do. And I think that was part of the calculation on the part of the judge.
I mean, well, speaking of this 25-year sentence, do you believe that ruling is fair? Fair to Sam Bankman-Fried, fair to his victims, and fair to, I don't know, deter other white-collar criminals, especially in the crypto space?
Well, it's a huge sentence. It's certainly going to deter other potential criminals. 25 years is a lot of jail time. And I am a defense lawyer, so I take a somewhat jaundiced view of these large sentences. Let me state that up front. But that's what the sentencing guidelines have done to our sentencing system. When you just look at the dollar value of the loss, which is what happened here, you come up with these astronomical sums. Now, Judge Kaplan didn't follow the recommendation of the government here, as I said, but it sort of exerted a gravitational pull, which led to a 25-year sentence, which in and of itself is a huge sentence and arguably a disproportionate one, given the facts here and the relative youth and the isolated nature of this offense and the incredible promise Mr. Bankman-Fried holds for society. Given all these facts, you can argue, and I would make the case that 25 years is too much. Certainly not necessary to deter other white-collar offenders. You've got to understand, white-collar criminals are allergic to jail. Just the idea of going to jail causes them to have a serious attack of anxiety. So if that's the calculation that potential fraudsters out there are making, there's plenty of deterrent effect packed into 25 years. And in fact, it would have been the case if it had been a 10-year or a 15-year sentence.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hinted at this earlier, but do you think Sam Bankman-Fried will be able to live a normal life after he's out? And will he be rich when he comes out?
I don't know about these things. I don't have an insight into his head. I really doubt. I mean, if you look at Michael Milken, for example, who was a major securities fraudster in the 1980s, he ended up having he received a pretty stiff sentence. I think it was a 10-year sentence. And he had that commuted later on. But even while he was in jail, he turned to a life of good deeds and set up foundations and did a vast array of charitable work to make amends. And that's the life he's led since getting out. It's certainly possible for Mr. Bankman-Fried to do that. Mm-hmm. And as I say, given his talents, he could go in any one of a number of directions. And I think the judge, thankfully, allowed that to happen.
Are there any other crypto cases you believe we should be looking at?
It's hard for me to say. I know there are a number of cases being considered. We had the Binance case, which was a plea, a major plea involving Binance and its founders, which led to very minimal sentences because it was a soft landing. It was a negotiated plea. And that wasn't quite comparable to FTX. But that's partly because the lawyers of Mr. Bankman-Fried and FTX didn't approach the case the way the Binance lawyers did, which was to seek out the government, make amends, offer full cooperation, huge fines, all in an attempt to minimize jail time, which they succeeded in doing. That didn't happen in the case of FTX or Bankman-Fried. But that was a major case. I know the SEC is hard at work. I know from personal experience that they're busy looking at crypto cases, so I wouldn't be surprised if we had other major cases coming down the pipe.
Well, is there anything else on your radar regarding Sam Bankman-Fried's sentence that you believe should be on ours?
No, again, I think it's a sentence that falls within the heartland of reasonable sentences. I think that I'll say it again, the government's recommendation of 40 to 50 years was absurd. But that's a function of the guidelines and the calculations you have to make in terms of the dollar loss. So when you make those calculations as the guidelines instruct, you get these huge sentences, which are just not fair and not realistic.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Kevin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.